Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, very stressful time for a lot of us, right? Whether we're stressed about, you know, the kids going to be out of school and then we have to deal with them for a whole summer. If we're stressed about what's going on in Nepal, or what's going on in Baltimore, or what's going on with the economy, or what's going on with our healthcare, we're stressed. Well, there's an expert that has suggested 10 surprising ways that you could deal with your stress when you feel overwhelmed. Okay, now keep in mind, stress is a defense mechanism. Your body does that to protect yourself, all right? Your heart rate starts to go up. You don't sleep. Why? Because your body doesn't want to go to sleep. If there's something bad happening around you, you're not supposed to sleep. You're supposed to be on guard. You're supposed to be ready and attentive and quick to snap or pounce or do whatever our animal instinct tells us to do. So, of course, we can't turn it off and go to sleep. But many of us are like, look, okay, I'm stressed. I don't need to be stressed. It's not like my, you know, den is going to be attacked by another pack of animals. You know, I'm stressed about work. I'm stressed about things that I can go to sleep. I don't have to be awake, you know, and on guard for, and we can't turn it off. So here's one suggestion they have. They say wash your hands in warm water. They say when you immerse part of your body in warm water, it engages the parasympathetic nervous system, which is opposite the sympathetic. The parasympathetic is a little bit more calming. The parasympathetic kicks in, you know, after you run track, and the sympathetic epinephrine kicks in. You know, you can't pee. You don't really seem to be hungry. You aren't really digesting food. You're not really doing much except running and making sure your heart rate is up and your lungs are dilated to get more oxygen. Then you stop running. You start to rest, and you start drinking in water. You start taking in the water. You're able to go pee, that kind of thing. That's your parasympathetic system kicking in. Baths work, Epsom salts. I like to take hot showers. Hot showers totally work for me. Love hot showers. So, but try washing your hands in warm water. See if that helps to bring you down a little bit of notch with the stress. Another thing they say is to hum a tune, but humming. Okay, not just singing, because I'll be like, you know, don't believe it, just what? I mean, I'll just try to sing it all, and then I realize I'm off key and I get all upset. But if you're kind of humming, you know, and then you're like, oh, okay, you know, yeah, I can sound good. You know, we all sound good humming. You know, nobody expects you to ever sound good humming. But they say the combination of vocalization and vibration have a positive effect on our blood pressure, which sometimes raises as part of our stress response. So singing and chanting can help our stress levels. Find a catching tune that you like that won't make you go crazy. Like, I love to hum. I'm all about the bass. So I sing that, and then all my family gets stressed going, oh, my gosh, now I got that song in my head. I'm about the bass. All right, making an ugly face. They say if you make an ugly face, that's just my face in general, but if you try to make an uglier face, all right, you tense the jaw, things like that, pursing the lips, etc. Sometimes these stretches that you do with your face kind of acts like the same principle as in yoga. It's called gurning, facial distortion. It gives tense muscles a well-needed inner massage. Sometimes funny faces or ugly faces could also make you giggle. Another thing they say which really, really helps when you do suffer from stress is chewing on celery. I love celery. All right. Apparently, chewing helps reduce your cortisol levels, and cortisol is your stress hormone. Studies were done on chewing gum. But, see, to me, chewing gum, I don't know. I don't like chewing gum. To me, I get a lot of teeth clenching. My mouth starts to hurt, and I get hungry chewing gum. All right, but when you munch on celery, there's epigenin, which is a calming chemical. I guess that's also been used for years for anxiety and insomnia. Another thing they say is to doodle. Draw little pictures, okay? So, like, when I'm on the phone with my mom, you should see the doodles I have. You know, crazy woman, googly eyes, rope. You know, these are things that I'll, like, doodle as I'm talking. I love my mom to death, but I guess mentally I'm just, you know, coloring and doodling. And I also like to color. I like to make triangles, and then I color in the triangle. So I do that a lot. And they say that it's engaging your creative upper right brain that can move us from the caught constrictive state of the issue and give us time and space to find room and calm down and fresh perspective. So not so much when you're on the phone, but you could just sit there and doodle. Make a tree, you know, I don't know, make a picture of your in-laws. I don't know, whatever fits your fancy. Another thing they say is to pinch your eyebrows. Increasing blood flow, all right, around the face, all right, these sorts of things seem to help. All right. I don't know. I haven't tried that. You know, I plucked my eyebrows, and boy, is that annoying and exhausting. But they say when you pinch your eyebrows or massage the areas, etc., that could cause a ripple effect. So facial massage is a biggie. All right. A lot of people put lip balm on as a anti-stress relief. They just put lip balm. I don't know if it's because touching the mouth. I don't know if it's because that lip balm is kind of waxy and soothing. But that seems to help. Another thing they say is go and eat a salad. Go right and eat a salad. A lot of times when we're stressed, we're going to go and hit sugar. All right? But salad has a lot of qualities that allow you to relax. The lacticarium or lettuce opium, I guess, is found in some of the stems. You can put some goat cheese on there if you could afford it. I know I don't know where to find goat cheese, all right, but I know it's expensive, so I don't use goat cheese on my salad. But that works. Taking the shoes off, as soon as I get home, I kick those shoes off. And you know what I like to do? I like to take my foot, and I like to rub the cat that's lying there with her tummy sticking up. All right, and sometimes she likes it, and sometimes she starts to bite and scratch my toes. But a lot of times she just likes to sit there and let my foot. That is so relaxing to do rub tummy with your foot on your little kitty cat. The dog is tough. Another thing they say to do is to hug yourself. All right, if there's nobody to cuddle you, they say hugging yourself, oxytocin will get released. And oxytocin is the love hormone. Hug yourself. I hope that's all they're telling us to do. I don't think I could hug myself. My boobs are in my way. I'm trying to give myself a hug. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, your show isn't that bad. Oh, you know, I do feel better. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Please, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us again, Twitter and Facebook, and we have The Dr. Dahlia Show on Dr. Dahlia app that you could listen to. This was an interesting email. Marisol writes, if we're supposed to have an apple a day, yet we're supposed to avoid acidic foods because of cancer, how do we eat an apple a day and avoid cancer? I don't get it. All right, she is referring to the acidity of the body and the theory that's been circulating that the more you eat acidic foods, the more likely you are going to have issues, okay? So, you know, they say if you're more acidic, you have, and again, I'd like to see more of the science behind this because this is such a common theory that's out there that I'm afraid a lot of you guys are going to not eat healthy foods and healthy fruits because you're so afraid of acid, you know, or acidic foods. So they say, we need to drink alkaline water. If we have more acidity, we'll have trouble absorbing minerals. We'll have inability to repair damaged cells. We'll have inability to detoxify heavy metals. We could be more inclined to cancer, etc. And so, you know, I don't want people avoiding healthy foods. And I understand many of you guys are kind of being, you know, thrown by this. I pulled up a list of acidic and alkaline forming foods. Okay? And, you know, I think was it, gosh, I was listening to, I don't know if it's Elle, I was listening to Mercedes in the morning, and I guess they were talking about Elle McPherson. I'm not sure. Somebody is doing an acid-free diet. Let me read this real quick. Elle McPherson reveals her secret to staying fit. She is gorgeous. She's 51 years old, and she says she swears by pH testers. Okay? She looks at a pH balanced urine tester to check that she's in an alkaline state. Okay, she believes that most ailments come from having an acidic body. All right, and so apparently she also drains her lymph nodes, flushing toxins. I'm not sure what type of lymph node sort of detoxing she's doing, but it sounds like she eats 3 square meals a day, does not eat red meat, wheat, or dairy. Okay? All right, to keep slim. Now, one of you had years ago responded to the news story of how people lose weight when they have more calcium and how people need calcium in their diets, like your cottage cheese, your yogurt eaters, etc. And those people lose weight, and you ask, what do you do if you're allergic to dairy? And we talked about that. So I see where you guys are getting conflicting, you know, information. Okay, a lot of people avoid dairy and they stay slim. But then a lot of people eat yogurt, they eat cottage cheese, they drink skim milk, they lose weight, they do well. You know, that's where they get their protein. So I'm not sure, you know, where we're supposed to go with this. Okay? So for example, acidic foods that are being touted to avoid because you want to be more alkaline, they're saying. Now, not total body. Here's the thing. Our total body pH, okay, our blood pH is already slightly alkaline. About 7.4 is our body pH, okay? 7.35, 7.45, so 7.4. 7 is neutral. Below 7, 6.9, acidic, very dangerous. Over basic 7.5, dangerous. So roughly 7.4, you know, roughly our blood pH, okay? Your body, if it's healthy, goes through great lengths to maintain a normal pH. If you start to get a little more acidic, you start to breathe rapidly to blow off the extra CO2 or the extra acidity. Same thing with your kidneys. If you're more acidic or you're more basic, kidneys work overtime to getting rid of the extra ions, all right? Because it doesn't want you into respiratory alkalosis or respiratory acidosis or metabolic acidosis, metabolic alkalosis. Your body goes through great lengths, if it's healthy, to make sure that you maintain a proper pH. All right, so you eating an orange and freaking out that you had orange juice and that was an acidic food, all right, don't. Okay, all right, you know, your body knows how to handle citrus food. So you look at, let's start with the alkaline foods that they recommend, okay, which are healthy foods. You got alfalfa, you got barley, grass, beet greens, beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, celery, charred greens, cucumber, eggplant, garlic, kale, lettuce, mushrooms, peas, tomatoes, wild greens, all right. Oriental vegetables, they say here, alkalizing oriental vegetables, kombu, maitake, rori, reishi, shiitake, those kinds of things. Alkalizing fruits. They say apple is an alkalizing fruit, according to this list. Apricot, avocado, banana, blackberries, berries, cantaloupe, coconut, lime, orange. Orange juice is acidic, but they say it's alkalizing. All right, this is something that they have to explain to us, all right? So what are acidic types of foods? Lentils, olives, winter squash, those are acidifying vegetables. How many times have we talked about how lentils are important for your health? Acidified fruits, they say blueberries, cranberries, prunes. Doctors are telling people to eat blueberries to help with their memory. Cranberries, diabetics that need good carbohydrates, we tell them to eat the tartar sugars. These blueberries and cranberries have the excellent polyphenols. Prunes help you with digestion. All right, I mean, these are good foods. These are on the acidic, okay? Barley and bran, those things are acidifying grains. Now, beans, okay? Green beans, chickpeas, lentil, all these beans. All right, soybeans, soy milk, all right, cashews, walnuts. You know we were talking about how walnuts are superfoods? They say walnut is an acidifying nut. And then they go into the fish, and they say fish could be acidifying. Now, mind you, they also say, like, okay, you know, ice cream and you know, spaghetti and macaroni and white flour and wheat flour. Okay, I get that. But we're talking about healthy foods on the acidifying list, okay? So you got the lentils, you got squash, you got blueberries, you got prunes, you got barley and bran. We always tell you to increase your bran for fiber. You got your variety of beans and your lentils. You got your legumes, you got your walnuts, and then you got fish here. Fish and salmon and tuna, right? And then they look at the oil. They say olive oil is acidifying. So, I mean, you're going to look at this, and you're going to say, okay, wait a second here. So I can't eat, if I'm trying to do this whole alkaline diet, I can't eat fish. I can't eat the tart fruits, which are supposed to have phenomenal nutrition in them. Blueberries have been known as superfoods. Walnuts have been known as superfoods. I'm supposed to avoid beans. I'm supposed to avoid, well, I don't mind people avoiding beans sometimes, but I'm supposed to avoid lentils. I'm supposed to avoid fiber. What the heck am I supposed to do? Agreed. Okay, now this is just one list. Yeah, I was looking at the pH levels of apple, orange, grape, and cranberry, etc. Apple juice can range from 3.35 to 4 for their pH. That's acidic. All right? Cranberry juice, pH between 2.3 and 2.52. Grape juice, 2.92 and 3.53. Orange juice, pH of 3.3 to 4.9. Remember, over or under 7 is acidic. So, I agree with L. McPherson where you got to drink a lot of water. And I agree that avoiding red meat is good. But if you're moving towards fish and you're eating more nuts and you're eating more legumes, I do not want to think that that diet that you're doing is putting you at risk for cancer. Okay? We've been telling everybody to avoid colon cancer by eating more bran and eating more legumes and eating more fiber. You gotta be careful. Now, I have tasted water that alkalizing water. It is delicious. Delicious. So I love it. I'll always grab water that is saying that's alkalizing. Just because to me, it just tastes so damn good. All right? But, you know, what we want you to avoid when we're worried about you and cancer and poor health is avoid junk food. Maybe it could somehow microscopically try to change the acid base. I don't know. But by no means avoid healthy food because you're worried that you're going to change the whole acidity in your body. That's not true.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have been nominated for a Bebo Award. All right. No, not Bimbo. Bebo Award. This is awesome. Bebo stands for Beauty In and Beauty Out Award. I am so, so honored. There's going to be an event in September, and I want you to check out the Beauty In and Out website, Beauty In and Out Tour. Really awesome. I am very, very excited. I am very, very honored, and I really better start plucking, you know, my eyebrows, because, you know, I am up against some very, very beautiful women. Lord have mercy. All right. It's not a beauty contest. See, if it was a beauty contest, I wouldn't even be in it. Okay. I think, you know, I have Beauty In and Beauty Out. I think I'm there more for the Beauty In type of thing. I'm guessing. All right. You know, I really need to Photoshop a couple good pictures of me. Man. All right. Here we go. Man has the head of his penis removed after it died and turned black due to quote unquote blood poisoning. This is very, very scary. Apparently, he had calciphylaxis, where calcium deposits in the arteries and blocks blood flow. He's 54 years old. He was admitted to a hospital where doctors found that he had gangrenous lesions on his legs, buttocks, thigh, and on his penis. Apparently, the lesions were black, covered in shriveled, drawing skin, hurt so much that he needed strong medication to control the pain. This is according to a case described in the British Medical Journal case. Dr. Edmund Sarkis, who treated the man at Cooper Medical Center, New Jersey, explained the man had necrosis, where the skin prematurely dies and withers away. He told Mail Online, "We took a look at all his lesions as they were nasty. They were purple to black. They were all over his thighs, his lower back, and even his penis was dying, which is rare. I've never seen anything this extensive. They had given the patient antibiotics, and the doctors began searching for the cause of his lesions. Now, his medical notes revealed that he did have kidney disease, and he was undergoing peritoneal dialysis. Now, this is a dialysis where the catheter is inserted into the abdomen or the peritoneum so the patient could stay at home and have the treatment there rather than coming to the hospital each time. He also had atrial fibrillation, which causes an irregular, often abnormally fast heart rate. We've talked about that. He was taking warfarin, which is a blood-thinning drug, to treat it. All right? But Dr. Sarkis was like, okay, was trying to look for the quote-unquote blood poisoning, and then finally found that he was having calcium deposits that were accumulating in small blood vessels of the fat and skin tissues, inhibiting blood flow from getting there, such that the skin started to infarct. When skin infarcts and doesn't get blood flow, it starts to die, get infected, etc. So, calciphylaxis, having kidney disease and taking warfarin or Coumadin are risk factors for this. He was taking the Coumadin for the atrial fibrillation so he wouldn't get blood clots. And, of course, he has a history of kidney disease. So, the kidney disease prevented him from stopping to filter the toxins from the blood. And if he wasn't relieving or getting rid of the extra calcium like he should have, unfortunately, it ended up staying within the bloodstream. So then the blood vessels got blood clots because of the inflammation, also of the calcium, and then lesions were forming. And I'm taking a look at his legs. It is just all over, just all. It almost looked like he was severely burned, but it's because of multiple areas of less blood flow. So unfortunately, he had to be taken to emergency surgery for the head of his penis, the glands to be removed. It was a 4-hour operation, and they had to cut all the necrotic dead tissue away until they got to normal tissue. They gave him a catheter in his penis so he could urinate, and he still has a fully functioning organ. It is rare, and penis necrosis is even rarer. So, unfortunately, the patient eventually died. He had gone home, but then he had acquired pneumonia, went back to the hospital, and later died from pneumonia. Scary, scary stuff. But, one thing I have an issue with is many of you will come to see me. You'll, you know, hear my show. You'll come from all over and go, look, you know, I haven't seen a doctor. I'm in town. I want to see you. I want to know what you think. All right? And I'll see that your calcium's off, or I'll see that your kidneys are a little off, or the liver's a little off, and I'll make a point about it. And I'm like, okay, look, you know, I think you need to do this. I think you need to do this. I'm like, wait a second. Okay, my doctor, you know, said I didn't have to worry about that. All right, or you'll be new patients to me from a doctor across town. And I'm like, well, I, w- wouldn't want you to worry either, but we should check it out. Why are you having high calcium in the blood? You know, are your kidneys working well? Do you have a parathyroid condition? Are you over imbibing calcium? We have a gentleman who looks like he's in stage 2 to 3 kidney disease, and he takes creatine. You know, I mean, what are you taking? What are supplements you're taking? You know, we need to look into it. And I can't tell you how many times I get people's blood work, all right, where certain little things were ignored. Now, unfortunately, in our new healthcare system of Obamacare, we're really not supposed to be doing multiple tests on every little thing that's abnormal. Okay? So I don't mind a watching and waiting. But how long are we going to watch and wait? Personally, if I think anything could be of an issue immediately, I don't watch and wait, I address it. If it's something that we could watch, we'll watch. Okay? I don't put every single pre-diabetic on medication. I don't put every you know, slightly high cholesterol person on medication, even though I was taught to be very aggressive with cholesterol. So, I am starting to ease up and allow people to do the watch and wait. But if you have a calcium level that's off, you have some kidney function that's off, you have some liver function that's off, I beg you, please don't blow it off. Please don't ignore it. Okay? These are important things that need to be looked at. All right. Unfortunately, there is an HIV outbreak in Indiana. We've talked about this. And the CDC is saying it's one of the worst HIV outbreaks. Apparently, a team of high-ranking federal officials will visit Indiana on today to get a firsthand look at the response to an HIV outbreak of more than 140 cases, one of the largest in recent years, in the hopes of learning ways to prevent similar occurrences. They say this is one of the worst documented outbreaks of HIV among IV users in the past 2 decades, according to Dr. Jonathan Merman, director of the National Center for HIV/AIDS, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention at the CDC in Atlanta. He says it's of import to the CDC as well as people of Indiana. Now, it's called the Scott County outbreak. It was first noted in December and is yet to be controlled. Officials from the CDC and health departments from 3 other states have been assisting Indiana State Department of Healthcare workers in responding to the HIV spread. Thus far, there is no end date in sight. We don't know whether they're sharing needles, having sexual contact, all right, and we're trying to track the people who could have contracted HIV. It's still under active investigation. And we aren't sure how this started. The State Department of Health has alerted healthcare providers in other parts of Indiana to be aware of the outbreak and to do HIV testing of their patients who use IV drugs. They say we are under no illusion that there's a magic line around Scott County that's going to prevent the spread. The outbreak came to light because of an astute public health nurse, good for her, who noted, or him, 11 recently diagnosed HIV cases, far from the area's norm of fewer than 5 a year. As the number of cases soared far beyond the normal state, health officials declared it an epidemic. Now, Opana, which is a prescription painkiller, they say a lot of people will inject it. And they think that could be an issue. Some pregnant women have been infected, and nearly 85% of those who tested positive for HIV were positive for hepatitis C as well. Now, something like this, okay, remember, the peak of the HIV/AIDS epidemic was in the late 1980s. We have seen a 90% decrease in the number of new infections among people who use drugs. So, we've been able to do very, very well in terms of getting the word out there, condoms, HIV testing, but, you know, when people are using needles and their drugs and then they're having sex without protection, etc., something like this could easily happen. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So is decaffeinated coffee truly decaffeinated? All right? And are the chemicals used to strip the caffeine from the coffee safe? Well, Fox News has an article here on that, and they explain it pretty nicely. So they say that in order to understand what's in your cup of decaf, you first need to understand what's not in it. Now, the FDA regulations specify that if a coffee is going to have a quote-unquote decaffeinated label, 97% of the original caffeine must be removed from the beans. So, 97%. Well, 3% of caffeine, that means you are still getting some caffeine. So decaffeinated coffee or decaf by no means means no coffee. Okay, you get that? Good. Now, caffeine content also varies bean to bean. They say coffee in America generally contains one or a blend of two bean types. You got the Robusta bean and the sweeter, delicate Arabica bean. The Robusta beans contain twice the caffeine of Arabica beans. I hope I'm pronouncing them right. But their harsh taste does not seem to be as yummy as the Arabica beans. I don't like coffee at all. I think coffee tastes like crap, by the way, but that's just me. Instant coffee brands like Folgers and Maxwell House, they say, tend to be Robusta blends, but coffee houses like Caribou and Starbucks pride themselves on using the pure Arabica. Is it Arabica? Arabica? I don't know. Arabica. While 97% of the caffeine has to be removed in order for it to be decaf, the Robusta bean will have more caffeine left over than the Arabica bean because even after the decaffeinated process, 3% is allowed to remain. 3% of its original. So if that bean has a crap load of caffeine, alright, and they take 97% away, that 3% of the crap load could still be more than what you're imagining. Okay? So, a lot of variance among brands. Now, again, the FDA does not require the amount of caffeine to be labeled on decaffeinated coffee products. So, they don't have to technically, if they are decaf, say how much caffeine is in there. The average 12-ounce cup of decaf coffee, let's say a Starbucks tall, usually contains between 3 and 18 milligrams of caffeine. Okay? 3 and 18 milligrams. That's decaf. Yet, Red Bull, an 8.4-ounce, is about 80 milligrams of caffeine. So, you could still be getting a fifth, you know, maybe, you know, a fourth to a fifth of caffeine of a Red Bull in a 12-ounce decaf. The amount of caffeine, however, in regular coffee could be anywhere from 140 to 300. Okay? 2007 Consumer Reports study cups of decaffeinated coffee from popular chains. Most cups had fewer than 5 milligrams of caffeine. One cup of decaf from Dunkin' Donuts was found by Consumer Reports to have 32 milligrams of caffeine. Another from Seattle's Best came in at 29 milligrams. Doesn't Dunkin' Donuts have some of the best coffee? Well, maybe that's why. You think you're drinking decaf and you're getting decaf. It's almost like that Seinfeld episode where they were going to a fat-free yogurt place, and I guess fat was actually in it. It wasn't fat-free. And so they were studying it in the lab, and I guess the mayor's blood got involved, Mayor Giuliani. I'm not sure what the hell happened, but anyway. All right, so Maria Bella, a nutritionist who found Top Balance Nutrition, a weight management and consulting center, says that caffeine sensitivity will help how jittery you feel. Okay, so we know that. She says there's no such thing as coffee with zero caffeine in it. All right, so how is the caffeine removed? They say caffeine is removed from green coffee beans before they are roasted, and there are a number of different processes, all of which affect the roasting process and how long the coffee stays fresh. Decaf coffee goes stale twice as fast as regular coffee. The first decaffeinated method was developed in the early 1900s. According to Fox News, used a repetitive rinsing process aided by the chemical benzene. Now, benzene is no longer used because it's carcinogenic. Now, they use other agents, and I guess they also favor the decaffeinated processes that give you still more taste and quality. One uses a direct process which involves a chemical called methyl chloride. Two other methods are, quote unquote, the natural process. It removes the caffeine process using the plant hormone ethyl acetate or carbon dioxide. And then there's a water process that just uses pure water, no chemical agents. So processes utilizing CO2 and the water process are both considered, quote unquote, natural and are the only methods that can be certified organic. Organic coffee is gaining popularity, but they say it's still hard to find in supermarkets. I bet you didn't know that. To decaffeinate, a lot of times it uses chemicals. Methyl chloride, using the direct process, has also been listed as a possible carcinogen by the National Cancer Institute. But FDA regulations consider up to 10 parts per million to be safe for consumption. Trace amounts of the chemical have been found in decaf brews. Most blends have less than 1 parts per million, so still well within the safety margin. So, Lorenzo Perkins of Cuve Coffee in Austin, Texas, has been brewing for 13 years and says the small trace is not of a concern. All right. Methyl chloride has the least effect on taste because of the way the chemical bonds with the alkaloids in caffeine, and it leaves the other organic material alone, resulting in a superior tasting coffee. Now, Starbucks does use methyl chloride, according to this, to decaffeinate most of its brands. All right. And there's a naturally processed decaf Sumatra brew. All right. Again, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I hope all this means a lot, you know, more to you guys than it does to me. But it's interesting where the decaf, you know, nothing is free of chemicals, it seems. You know, it's interesting, the water process. I wonder what the water process does, if it makes it taste like dilute. I never understood decaf coffee. I mean, I don't like the taste. So if you guys are finding the taste to your liking, I can understand why decaf coffee. But it's kind of like the idea of O'Doul's, non-alcoholic beer. Okay, most people don't like the taste of beer. They're drinking beer because they want the buzz. So never kind of made sense to me, decaf coffee or non-alcoholic beer. I would just say just drink water instead. But anyway. All right, so they say one final note about decaf. They say studies have linked excessive regular coffee drinking to hypertension, decreased bone density, and high levels of gastric acidity. They say also switching to decaf coffee could help with insomnia, other unwanted health problems. But there have been a lot of studies saying caffeine is healthy. Right? We've had a lot of studies saying caffeine can help prevent breast cancer. Caffeine may help prevent colon cancer. So these are things to also take into account. You know, and if you notice, decaf did not seem to have the health benefits like coffee did in a lot of these studies. So there may be something that gets rinsed out. Not so much that caffeine helps. A lot of these studies that show that coffee helps prevent cancer, anecdotally, of course, they found that decaf didn't work and caffeinated sodas didn't work. So it may not be the caffeine. What we may be looking at is the process of decaffeinating causing an issue. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of caffeine, there was a mother who was addicted to Red Bull by drinking 24 cans a day. She says she cured herself of the habit by hypnosis. Sarah Wetherill, 31 years old, became so dependent that she was so used to the caffeine, and she spent thousands of dollars each year on Red Bull. Was definitely hooked on it. Her habit was at its worst. She was studying for a law degree, wanted to stay awake to study for exams. Then when she tried to stop drinking it, she became lethargic, depressed, etc. And then she saw a hypnotherapist. And they say one 50-minute session got her off Red Bull. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.